Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board for November 12th, 2020. The time is 8:36 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Alex Steinberg, the chair of the board, and I would like to ask our secretary, Grace Aaron, to call the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Good. Chris Corey, KPFA listener. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener.
Present.
Good. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Thanks.
Good. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener.
Here.
Good. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Good. Wayne Lark, KPFT listener. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener.
Here.
Okay. Mr. Chair, are we on the stream?
Yes, according to Paulina.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ralph. Ralph is here. Sandra Rollin, KPFT listener.
I'm here.
Lawrence. Good. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
I am here.
Good. Eileen Rosen, WPFW listener.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener.
Present.
Okay, good. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner, KPFA listener.
Here.
Good. Paulina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Present.
Good. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Tom is here.
Good. Going back. Chris Corey, KPFA listener. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Here.
Good. We have.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, may I ask a question here?
What is the question?
What is the question?
Yeah, it's for Wally. Wally, you're here. You turn up twice. Do you have any idea why?
No, I just called in once. I could hang up and call back in and see if that makes a difference.
I don't think it matters as long as, you know, seems to be okay. But, yes,
okay, wait,
God,
let me check. Let me check and see when I was calling. I might have accidentally got on track.
Okay, Mr. Chair, there are 17 directors present constituting a quorum. I'll now call the others.
You did not
okay,
call
Dwayne. Thank you,
Lark.
Dwayne. Okay. Yes, I called you, but you didn't respond. Okay, I'll add you.
Not the second time
thank
around.
You, Dwayne. 18 people are present.
Ron is present.
Okay, very good. 19 present. The only other ones I don't have are Chris Corey, Heather Gray, and Sabrina Jacobs. So that means 19 are present currently.
Okay.
And is Lydia Brazone here? Anita Sims?
I'm here. Thank you.
Good. Arthur Schwartz. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Okay. Anita Sims, our interim CFO, and John Tatum, a parliamentarian, are here. It's over to you. 19 directors present currently, Mr. Chair.
Chair, request for information, Lawrence.
Yes, Lawrence, what is your request?
When can I make my proposal to add something onto the agenda?
Good question. We will get to the, we're not actually at the agenda yet. I have to read some announcements first and then deal
okay.
with, and then deal with excused absences. And, after that, we'll get to the, I guess after we deal with the excused absences would be a good place to do that.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll go into the agenda. Okay. All right. I have some announcements. This is a report out from the closed session of October 29th, 2020. In the closed session of October 22nd, 2020, the PNB authorized an amendment of the Articles of Incorporation approved by a court. In the closed session of October 29, 2020, the PNB met with Aniel Fields, the KPFK general manager, Warren Nelson, union attorney, and Lydia Brazone, interim executive director, about expense cuts at KPFK. The PNB also discussed an extension of the $3.2 million loan and the New Day Pacifica petition process. Okay, that's the announcements. Next item is excused absences. Do we have any requests for an excused absence? Okay. Next item is timekeepers. Who would like to volunteer to be a timekeeper for people for tonight?
This is James. I'll do people.
Terrific. And do we have somebody who wants to volunteer to be timekeeper for topics?
This Chair,
Paulina,
this is Lawrence.
Unless, oh, yeah.
I'll go ahead, Paulina.
Lawrence.
Go ahead. I was going to say I'd be the default.
Go ahead. For it. I love
go ahead.
So go for it.
You're screaming. Okay. Chair, I'll volunteer to keep time for items.
All right. Terrific. Okay. So the next item is agenda approval. We really actually already approved the agenda at the previous meeting since this is a continuation meeting, so we're not going to do agenda approval. However, I will, if anybody wants to add or amend anything to the agenda at this point, I will accept that right now. Do we have any amendments to the agenda?
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Lawrence?
Yes, I'd like to add to the agenda a motion that was passed at the at our last open meeting, and the motion has to do with responding to the New Day Pacifica, do not use my donations to block big changes in Pacifica needs. And my motion is as follows, Chair. That the PNB form a subcommittee or a task force to have a true response to all listeners on the Pacifica email address list regarding the true actions of the PNB of PNB board members regarding the concerns addressed in the template letter from New Day Pacifica petition for a new bylaws referendum. And embedded in the email that I sent to the PNB is the subject matter that I'm seeking to for the PNB to respond to. And the subject matter is don't use my donations to block big changes Pacifica needs. And I will read, if I'm permitted, Chair. It says, I am a listener and regular donor to Pacific.
Well, let's not get into those kind of details now. Let's wait to see if this gets on the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, do we have a second for adding that item to the agenda?
Sure, Paulina will second.
And Lawrence, let me ask you, where on the agenda do you want to add this item?
Okay, hold on. I'm opening the agenda right now.
And before we do that, Madam Secretary, could you tell me where in the agenda we're actually supposed to be, since this is a continuation meeting?
Yes, we're in committee. We're in committee reports, and we're at programming committee.
Okay, so we're in the middle. So we're in the middle of committee reports. Hold on. So Lawrence, where would you like to place your item?
Okay, for some reason, the agenda that I got, it says PMB open session agenda for 11:05 continue, keyword. Okay. I will tell you exactly where I want that my motion to be placed, Chair. I would like the motion to be placed right after item E3 of the approval of minutes, right after the approval of minutes, just before the interim CFO report.
Yeah, we already did that. That's not we did that last time. Yeah, those minutes were already approved.
Okay, but
we're in the middle of the agenda you're looking at. So we're somewhere under item 6,
yes,
committee
right.
reports. We're in the middle of that. So
right, okay.
your item would have to go somewhere after item 6.
Okay, I would put it item K3 right after discussion about postponing the 2021 local station board elections that will have a fiscal impact of $100,000 a year. So I'd like to put that as item 3 in number 6, which will be A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L.
Well, it's not really a committee. It's not really a committee report. Why don't we just put it as a separate item? Call it 6B or something. I don't know.
Okay. Can we have it? Go ahead. Somebody seeking recognition, Jeff.
Mr. Tatum.
I wanted to ask Alex if you think it would be appropriate to put this under new business.
Actually, that makes sense. Yeah.
It was under new business last week. Does that mean it should be put under unfinished business, number 7?
I'm okay with either one. I don't know.
Okay.
Is that okay? Does that make sense, Mr. Tatum?
Unfinished business.
All right, let's put it under unfinished business then. Okay, that does require a vote, and it requires actually a 2/3 vote because this agenda has already been approved previously.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask, are there any objections to adding this item to the agenda?
I object.
Nancy,
okay.
With a question.
What is your question, Nancy?
So, I mean, can't this just go under new business? I mean, does it have to be, isn't new business like anything anybody wants to bring up in a regular meeting? This is a continuation of a regular meeting.
Let me defer to Mr. Tatum on that. I'm not sure. Mr. Tatum?
Yeah, we had already said that you would accept under unfinished business, or you could put it on new business. And it is up to the board to decide whether this is unfinished business or business that has never happened before, which would be new business. So it's up to the board to make the decision of the two. They go back to back in the agenda.
Okay. But if it's under new business, we don't really have to have a two-thirds vote on that, since it's just
you still
new,
would
new
have a two-thirds vote. Actually, if you're adding anything under new business, you're right. It doesn't need to have a two-thirds.
Okay. So I think it does properly belong under new business, so let's just put it there and be done with it.
Chair, I have this is Nancy. I need to add another new business item.
Hold on, we're not finished dealing with this
okay.
item. We still have to vote to put it on the agenda.
Okay.
So let's take a vote. We had an objection, so let's take a vote.
Chair, I have a question before you go to the vote.
What is your question?
How much time is the item being given?
That's another good question.
Chair, I'd like to suggest 7 minutes.
7 minutes? Okay. 7 minutes is fine. Let's just go to a vote on this.
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, votes yes. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey, KPFA listener. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener?
No.
Okay. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener?
No.
All right. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff? Wally James, KPFT staff?
No.
Okay. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener? Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener.
Yes.
Good. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener.
No.
All right. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Yes.
All right. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosin, WPFW listener.
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener.
Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner, KPFA listener.
Abstain.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Yes.
Okay. And Robin Collier passed. How do you vote, Robin?
Abstain.
Okay.
Can you go back to Dwayne?
Yeah. Dwayne Lark? Are you there, Dwayne?
Yes. Yeah. I am.
Did you vote yes? Okay. Okay, very good. Good job. Well, yes. No's. Two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote? 12 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions.
I'll vote yes.
Vote is 13 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions. The Motion to place this on the agenda passes.
Okay.
Yes. Nancy has an addition, and I have two additions to the agenda.
Okay. I think I heard Nancy.
And Jan Goodman, I have an addition also.
Okay. Somebody taking keeping time on this. This really should be the agenda approval. I mean, it's not officially agenda approval, but the time we're spending here should count as what we usually do for agenda approval. Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, Chair. I'm keeping time, and for agenda approval, we are almost at time. We have 30 seconds left, Chair.
Oh boy. Okay. I think we're gonna need an extension.
I wanna move to extend by 10 minutes.
Okay, we have a motion to extend. And we have a second. Are there any objections to extending the agenda approval for another 10 minutes? Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Thank you. I would like to place on the agenda the PNB's, I guess, waiving or approval. There's some jobs posted on the Pacifica website for KPFA, and right now we're in a hiring freeze, and any jobs have to be approved. I think there, you know, we have to make an exception. So I want to put that on the agenda to vote on that.
Okay, so that'll go under new business. Do we have a second for that?
That would be like, 10 minutes.
Okay, 10-minute item.
This is Don, it's my second.
Okay, do we have any objections?
Okay, next.
Okay, so that's approved. I believe Grace was next with a couple of amendments.
Yes. The first thing is I would like to add Aki Tanaka resigned from the National Board and was replaced by Andrea Turner, which leaves Aki's a place on the Governance Committee vacant. So I'd like to add a nomination for replacement for Aki on the Governance Committee in new business.
Okay. Do we have a second for that?
I second, Lawrence.
Okay, are there any objections to adding that to new business? Okay, did you have something else you wanted to add to the agenda, Grace?
I do. Two more things, actually. One is Andrea Turner requested a couple of weeks ago a cash flow report from our interim CFO, Anita Sims. But also we had an ICFO report on the agenda last week, which we took off the agenda because Anita wasn't available. So I'd like to add it back on the agenda. And also, although Lydia will not be able to join us tonight, Alex and I sent her a request for information for a short update, and she did send an email about that. So I would like to, right after we finish with these, I'd like to go back to the original agenda to have the IED report and the interim CFO report. We can just read what Lydia said, which is an update, and then after that we can have an interim CFO report. So that's what I would suggest.
Well, let me just suggest, since those are time sensitive, why don't we just put them as the next items on the agenda, and when we're done with that, then we'll continue with committee reports.
Good. That's what I would suggest.
Okay.
Is the nomination for KPFA Governance Committee replacement for Aki in new business, and then going back and putting the IED report even though it's just written. And then the ICFO report after that is at the top of the agenda.
Okay. Do we have a second? Well, let's do one amendment at a time. Do we have a second for adding the governance committee replacement issue under new business?
I second that one already, Chair.
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't know. Are there any objections to that? Okay, fine. Do we have a second for adding the IED report on the top of the agenda?
Well, do we have a second?
Well, we have a second. Are there any objections? Okay. Do we have a second for adding the ICFO report immediately after the IED report?
I second that, Eileen.
Okay. Do we have any? Are there any objections to that? Okay. Great.
This is James.
James?
I'm not objecting. I'd just like to ask the ICFO if she's prepared to make such a report. At the last NFC meeting, she offered to bring us such a report in a few days, but that was only 2 days ago, so I'm not sure she's ready. I just want to ask her if she feels ready to do that.
Actually, I'm not ready, but I did send to Ms. Turner and to Grace and to yourself the cash flow that we had done about 3 weeks ago. But that
I did see that.
Okay. So, no, I'm not ready to report today. And actually, I wish I had a little bit more notice. We could have worked on that cash flow probably today instead of working on month end. But,
okay. Well, let me ask you, instead, since you don't have a formal report, would perhaps some of the directors would like to ask a few questions. Would you be available
Sure.
for a few minutes just to answer some questions?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Anita.
Let's just do that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else? I don't know. How much time do we have left on this item, Lawrence?
Yes, Jan Goodman.
Oh, Ms. Goodman, yes.
Yes, I would like to put on the agenda, I think we all probably got an email today of a report from the town hall meeting in which one of the many members of the PNB were there, and Bella DeSoto discussed a memo that she sent around regarding...
Could you not mention any names, please? What is it you want to put on the agenda? Just describe it.
I want to put on the agenda this memo regarding a militia being suggested for, I think, taking over KPFK.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do other
directors know what this is about?
Whose town hall? Our town hall?
It was the town hall that was held on October 31st by Lawrence's and I think Grace's group.
Does that have anything? Are they?
Okay, this is not PNB business. Completely out of order.
Well, no, it's if there's threats against one of our stations, it's totally in order.
I'm not aware of any threats against any station. This is ridiculous.
There was a comment said that people,
yeah,
you know, should be prepared to bum rush a station. That's not of concern.
Please,
okay. I would also like to put on the agenda something with regard to the KKK interruption at the KPFT LSB.
Well, that's in order, yeah. You want to put that under new business?
Yes.
And do you have a motion prepared for that, or...?
I don't, but I think it's worth having discussion about it.
Okay, sure. How much time do you want to give that?
No, 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. Do we have a second for that?
Chair, can I request information?
What is your request for information?
I'd like to request from Ms. Goodman that she put something in writing in regards to the KKK neo-Nazi group Zoom bombing the KPFT LSB meeting. I mean, KPFT LSB Zoom meeting. That should be in writing. It should not be a verbal thing. But I support her request.
Okay, so you're seconding the motion.
Yes.
Okay, do we have any objections to adding that item to the agenda? Okay, I think hopefully that's it.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, point of information?
What is your point of information, Ron?
Just clarity. If she does not provide a written motion here, are we still going to take this up as an agenda item?
I think it's I think we could. Just for background information, the WBI LSB passed a motion relating to this that was conveyed to the members of this board and to the KPFT delegates. Is it relevant to this issue?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What is it?
I just think something this germane and important should be put in writing to the board to memorialize such an insidious act.
I don't disagree. But we'll get to that when we get to that. Okay. Let's move on. So the next item is the yeah, I know. I think we're done with amending the agenda. So let's move on. I think we agreed to for somebody to read the written report that our interim executive director sent. Grace, could you read it?
Sure. In order to make it make sense, I need to read your letter to Lydia. It's your email that I signed on to Lydia. All right?
Okay. Sure.
Request for information, Chair. Is there any way that could be made available to the board?
Sure, of course.
Sure.
As soon as I finish reading it, I'll send it to you all.
Thank you.
Okay? All right. So this was a couple of hours ago when Alex found out that Lydia was not going to be available tonight. So we crafted a letter. Dear Lydia, a number of PNB directors have noticed your absence from recent PNB and NFC meeting. We fully understand how busy you are and how overwhelming the current situation at Pacifica is. Financial reports from NETA show a dire financial situation across the network. Reports about KPFT are grim. You have had the names of GM candidates for at least 3 weeks now and haven't made a decision yet. KPFT is badly in need of a general manager. KPFT fund drives are doing very poorly, and they don't have the facility to do remote broadcasting, we have heard. What happened to the promised technical assistance they were supposed to get? The PNB needs an update on the EIDL loan. Is it true that the maximum we can expect is $150,000, not around $2 million? If you absolutely cannot attend the PNB meeting tonight, please send the PNB a written report, including an update on A, the EIDL loan, B, the KPFT situation, C, the KPFA property tax issue, D, how much money the Archives Fund Drive netted, E, update on KPFK union negotiations and expense cuts, F, other fundraising activities. We are very mindful of how hard you have been working. We also feel that as officers of the PNB, we have an obligation to address the problems we are facing before they spin out of control. Signed by Alex Steinberg and Grace Aaron. And so she responded to the EIDL loan situation, partly true, and that is that we won't get $2 million, we'll only get a maximum of $150,000. She says partly true. After Pacifica National Office Drive on the 17th, I'll send raw sources. Then the next question was the KPFT situation, and she says, I should be ready to name the GM by the end of next week. Then in response to the KPFA property tax issue, she says, the PNB gave the green light. Quincy agreed to pay for legal regarding writ of mandate. Okay, the next question was how much money the Archives Fund Drive netted. And she says, Archives raised $60,000 versus the $30,000 raised in March. Mm-hmm. And then update on KPFK union negotiations and expense cuts. Warren, Aniel, Cynthia were on with union into the late afternoon. I did not attend and won't until after the 17th, but spoke with Warren and have kept up with their emails. And the next question was other fundraising activities. And she said, so far for Tuesday, we have John Densmore's drummer for the Doors book released on Tuesday, director Greg Nava, El Norte, Selena, A Time of Destiny, etc., among the draws, and a rollout of new Wear Your Mask by several. I'm spending tonight nailing down the rundown and premiums. Polina has been key and can fill you in. And that's all of it. And I will send you all of you this in a second. I'll send you her email, and of course the three dots will give you the earlier email from Alex and I. That's it.
Yeah, thank you, Grace. Sean?
I have some additional information regarding the technical assistance for KPFT. As it just so happens, the ops department of WBAI had a meeting earlier, a few hours ago, and we were informed by the general manager, Bertolt Reimers, that we've been asked to assist KPFT with some technical expertise in terms of providing remote programming. So we'll be assisting, since BAI is already doing that stuff, in terms of using Clean Feed, that's a particular software that we're using to allow producers to do live programming remotely. We'll be offering that assistance to KPFT shortly.
Thank you, Sean. Just a follow-up question. Do you have a Zoom conference scheduled with some of the producers at KPFT? How's this going to work?
Bertolt didn't give us the details. All he's explained to us is that we've been asked to assist our sister station. We're going to be doing that, and moving forward, you know, we'll be working out the details.
Well,
Chair, this is James.
I'm sure everybody here is glad to hear that, James.
Yeah, just to fill you in.
Stack here. This is Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence was on the stack. You're right.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Go. Yeah.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Chair. I must be honest and say that I think it's not completely, it's kind of unusual that the office will communicate with the IED and ask questions without possibly vetting questions to the board members, in addition to possibly fielding questions, additional questions from the board members. Knowing that the IED was not going to attend the meeting, I've always been one to pipe up when I think that communication is poor, and I think in this instance I understand the extenuating circumstances, but I would have preferred for the board members to be advise or communicated to that these questions were going to be asked, because maybe other board members would have had additional questions. Thank you. To the IED.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence.
Robin to the stack.
And Jan Goodman to the
stack. How long? James was next. Robin and then Jan. James?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to give a little background on the situation with WBAI assisting KPFT. We had had some initial discussions between Dwayne Lark and myself about arranging for such assistance. I had made some inquiries about what the difficulties were, and we had an initial offer from WBAI's general manager, Berthold Reimers, to make such assistance. And so that was brought up in the staff meeting today because of that request. And the next step in the plan is to arrange a conference call between the KPFT GM, Drew Domboni, and Berthold. And in the meantime, as reported by Sean, the staff and the PD are going to be gathering up more or less easy to follow procedures, instructions, information, not simply to help KPFT, but also to document what we did at WBAI in case it can be used in any future events or for any other stations. And as soon as we have that conference with Drew Domboni and Berthold Reimers, they will then be working out the details and how to do it. I also understand that Berthold has a I don't know if he's an intern or if he's just a young person who's assisting, who might even be able to help with some board ops, remote board ops, in case that aspect is necessary as well. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, with a request for information, please.
What is your request for information, Paulina?
To the point that I just heard, is John Almella being included in this conversation, because this is the person, the key person nationwide that we use for technical issues? I think I would suggest that your conversation between Berthold and Judon include John Almella. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Does anybody know the answer to that?
Yes, Chair, I do.
Yeah?
Yes, we're reaching out to him, also to Otis. And both of them will be included in the conversations.
Okay, thank you. Robin, you're next.
Yes. Ursula has been trying to get the credit card information and get a new credit card since May.
Robin, this is not—it's not germane to this discussion.
It is germane because it's another question that Lydia needs to be asked, and she's not appearing at these meetings to answer why that hasn't been dealt with. And also, affiliate says now they're borrowing $17,000 for payroll for KPFK and $5,000 for WBAI. So the affiliates are being asked to fund payroll, but 6 months and no credit card information. It's really,
okay.
Heather and I are really upset about this, and this has to be addressed by Lydia.
Robin, Lydia is not here to answer you, and we sent a letter, and obviously we didn't include every item that's current in the letter of questions we asked her. I mean, you're certainly free to write a letter to Lydia and make your own inquiry, but I don't have any more information on that.
Dwayne Lark.
I got you, Dwayne. Jan, you're next.
Oh, never mind. I read Lydia's thing, and thank you.
Okay, Dwayne, you're next.
Thank you. To Lawrence's point, and to some degree, Robin's point, but one of the problems we get into is when two or three officers...
Dwayne, we're having a lot of trouble hearing you.
Okay. I'll hopefully this is better.
Yeah, that is.
Can anyone... Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to rain on the efforts that was made by the Secretary and the Chair in order to get some information from the IED. Given that I think the IED should have a practice of submitting reports in writing when she or he is not available. And I think that when you specifically cite things are interested in things that you are interested in, as opposed to the point that was made by Lawrence is, for instance, KPFK. Yes, the general manager's search and her decision is important. But more important is the mold that has been going on for months and that should have found some resources from Pacifica in order to address it, which precludes employees and staff, even though the IGM has been gone in that building. So when you add Robin's concern, you add my concern, which is three, if you had opened this thing up, we could have had a more complete report from the IED, as opposed to the specific concern that you and the secretary may have spoken to one or two persons, because I know I wasn't consulted, and I'm at KPFT, and obviously you did address the KPFT issue of import to some people at KPFT on the board. So I just would caution that this type of activity, this is one of the reasons the executive committee vis-a-vis the management committee was dispatched, so that we all could be in the loop when we are engaging in things that are important to the foundation. And I think this is an example of what can be seemingly, may not have been any real nefarious efforts or backdoor efforts, but when you don't include all of us, because I think the report isn't complete, but it does give us some information. And in closing, I would ask y'all to check the record and check the recordings. I told you that Eidolon was going to be as it is 4 months ago. But, of course, no one wants to use my expertise. But thank you for listening.
Okay. Is there anybody else? Okay, so let's move on then to the next agenda item, and that's the, we don't have a report from the ICFO, but you're free to ask questions of the ICFO at this point. Does anybody want to be on the stack to ask Anita any questions?
This is Cam.
This is Landon. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, James, Lyndon, anybody else? Okay, James, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a number of questions, but I'll just start with this first one, and it is something that was discussed at the NFC meeting last time, which led to the request for a cash flow report. And it's just, Anita, could you review the cash flow situation, the payroll situation, the week-to-week situation in terms of making necessary payments? I understand the situation is not good, and you know, if you could just possibly highlight some of the things that you said at the NFC meeting.
Well, I mean, basically is at that point we still wondered if two stations were going to be able to make payroll. I think the gentleman has spoke about the 17 and the 5. That is correct. Those funds were borrowed in order to make payroll this last one, or the one that will be, quite frankly, the one due tomorrow. So I'm concerned from a cash perspective, and that's why I don't want to present information that's not current and that I'm not comfortable with. We will have it soon. And again, we'll work on it tomorrow, and we can get it out to you, hopefully, if not over the weekend, by early next week. But again, this is not news other than my other reason for updating the cash flow. I was asked by the finance committee if I would update to be able to project or estimate when the whole foundation would either run out of money, if you will. I know that the national office is pretty close to that because we are not receiving any payments from central services. Obviously, I understand why. But, again, I think pledge drives, the funds that we had expected when we did that cash that I sent out just a few moments ago is not necessarily where the funds are coming in or to that level. So, again, another concern, and what I wanted us to do, again, to respond back to the Finance Committee, is to update all the revenue and look again at the expenses. We did spend time reviewing, Tamara and I, the budget for the national office. I'm about ready to send that out. I will tomorrow. Again, another reason to look at the formula for services.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is it, unless there's any other points, James, that you want me to make.
I have other questions, but I want to let others go for a first round because they're not related to that main point. Thank you.
Andrea,
okay.
Okay,
I got you, Andrea. I like Lyndon, I think you're next.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Anita, nice to talk to you. I want to talk about the cash flow that you sent out, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I guess it's the last one we have. And on KPFT in particular, because we've been having a situation here where our management tells us we don't have the money to pay $5,000 or $10,000 to, and I'm sure all of you people on the PMB are tired of hearing about our mold problem, but, you know, we've been told over and over again we don't have the money for it. So the cash flow that we got locally did not reflect the fact that the PPP had paid salary for two full salary and benefits for 2 full months. The cash flow we got locally did not reflect the fact that we had missed a few of our central services payments and made partial payments on some other times. So I want to ask you how confident you are in the cash balances that you are showing on the cash flow that you sent for KPFT, say, up through the end of August.
The stream seems to have gone out. Paulina, can you have a look at the stream? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, this is Paulina. Oh, I'm checking, and I will correct in a minute. 1 second.
Okay.
Let's see, connection established. Yes, I lost connection for a second. So hopefully we're back. No, we're not back. 1 second. Give me 1 second. I believe that connection was lost just a second ago. I'll be able to come back in a minute. It won't take long at all. Let's see. Okay, I believe, yes. I think we're back live. Apologies. If anybody wants to check, I believe we're streaming. I'll be checking us out.
I checked, and we're back up.
Can I go ahead?
Yes, that would be great. Thank you, Anita.
All right. Thank you. In response to the question, is that I'm not comfortable with those estimates, if you will. And let me explain a little bit. Not that I question the business manager at all. That's not it. It's just that we don't get to see the dollars that come in other than what is reported in keyed in, if you will, in the computer system. So we have no documentation to review. So if I may, as we are updating the cash flow, what I'm going to do is reach out to each manager, if you will, business manager, and have some kind of documentation that we can look at.
Well, okay. I'm asking, you know, how confident you are in your numbers that you publish, you know, within 10 or, I know that you don't get all the information, but within 10 or 15%, because the point I'm trying to make is that we had, you know, a fund drive all of August, you know, 4 weeks, and I think we took in $110,000. And so the cash balance at the end of August is showing, for the cash flow is showing $135,000. Well, if we have $135,000 or anywhere close to that, if we have $100,000 in the bank, we should be paying $5,000 or $10,000 to remediate the mold in our building. And I mean, that's just case closed, in my opinion. And I would hope that the rest of the PMB members could see that my way. Thank you. That's
again,
all I've got.
Thank you.
Good morning,
again.
Chair, I have requested the stack. Am I still on, Chair? Lawrence?
Andrea is next. Andrea?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Anita, for sending me the cash flow report. I was concerned about when do you think you would have the update. That's why I haven't asked any questions, really, per se. You said that you were going to have an updated report.
Yes.
Are we looking at that on Monday or whatever? Or what? What?
I hope to have it by Monday because, obviously, I need to have it for the next NFC meeting that I attend. So if I have it over the weekend, I promise I will distribute it to everyone. But
well,
that only goes a day. Mm-hmm. We were trying to get the financials out also for October.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'll be on the lookout for that.
Sure.
For follow-up.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope all is going well with you.
Thank you.
Okay, Lawrence?
Thank you, Chair. So, Anita, I think the situation at KPFT is very severe in regards to the need for capital improvements. If there is some money, as Lyndon alleges, do capital improvements, I think that's something that is very important to do to mitigate the mold that is in that building. In regards to contracts, I've submitted a director's inspection request, and I need to know where I can get a copy of a contract. Do you house those at NEDA, or do I have to approach the IED?
We have some contracts when we help to close the office in Berkeley. If you can want to send me an email as to what you're looking for, we will look to see if we have it.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. And in regards to KPFT?
They
Is there a surplus of $25,000 as my colleague from KPFT mentioned?
I know when I saw their cash balance, but those a few days ago, they did have cash. So, again, I don't know how much of that they have spent since. They might have paid some bills that they, you know, had sitting that are not entered in the system. So running an aging of accounts payable really doesn't tell us anything. But they did have balance in cash and also were able to make payroll.
Thank you, Anita. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you, Chair.